Good morning. It is Monday morning on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And you know what that means. It's time for Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. Good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I am doing great. Thank you.
That's what they say in the South. How you doing?
Yeah, it's a little cooler out there. It actually feels pretty good.
Kind of nice this morning. I know. Yes. It's because it's not 110 heat index at 8:30.
Well, not yet.
Not yet. Well, it's still going to be warm, but now we feel like it's cool, right? It's going to be in the 90s all week, but we're no problem.
I suppose it's what you get used to. Your body adjusts at some point.
I guess so. I don't know if I ever will, but it is a little better this morning. So that's the good news if you're just heading out for work. So soon we'll be switching from iced coffee to regular coffee.
Yep.
But I'm still on the iced coffee at the moment. So what's happening in your world? You played a little golf yesterday in this heat?
Yes, and melted, but...
I guess so. I would think playing golf would be so hot right now, out in the greens.
I think yesterday was the warmest day, or felt the hottest day of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the humidity and heat index. It really, for the first time, it kind of really got me down playing golf a little bit towards the end.
Okay, that's the first time I've heard you say that, too.
Yeah, because that was on the 27th hole.
Wilkers. Oh, my gosh. Well, what time do you start? I hope you start early.
We start about 7:15, 7:20.
Okay.
So we miss the worst of it, I guess, for the first at least 9 holes anyway.
Right, right. That's when I'd be in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
I played golf today. Okay, now I'm done. Too hot.
The great thing is that, particularly in a golf cart, you get to whiz between shots and on the golf cart, and the breeze is just heaven-sent. I mean,
right.
It feels really good.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Which course do you usually play?
Osceola.
Oh.
Our city course.
Are there some water hazards out there that kind of cool things down? Or?
No, the water hazards that seem to be magnetic to my golf ball.
Okay. Yeah. They do that on purpose when they hear you're coming.
Yeah. Let's say Malcolm's coming. Let's let's pull that ball into the water.
There you go.
That seems to be what happened.
Well, you know, they made those neon ones back in the 70s, the really bright pink and bright green.
Yes.
And that was perfect for me. So I could always find mine. So they keep me in mind with these things. So,
well, I have some news.
Oh,
some
you do?
Downtown news.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, wait. Is it? Is it what we've been waiting for?
Well, not really.
Oh, okay.
It is news, but not what we've
been talking about. Okay.
Let me put on my reading glasses and read this verbatim. I got in touch with the public affairs publicity person in Jacksonville.
Oh.
For the post office region.
We are talking about the post office.
Yes, courtesy of one of our listeners, Earl.
Okay.
And I sent her an email and said, I'd like some information. Being a downtown person. And she said, thank you, I'll get back to you. And she did very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the USPS statement. And I quote.
Oh, you have the official statement for us this morning.
And I quote, as they say.
Wow. Okay, everyone, listen up now. We've been waiting for this news. I'm really impressed that you did the research on this, Malcolm.
Mm.
So this is from the United States Postal Service.
Correct.
Quote.
From the Strategic Communications Specialist.
Wow.
Are you ready?
I don't know. I'm sitting down.
The Postal Service looks forward to the opening of the new Pensacola downtown station post office. However, the project is not yet completed, and there is no firm opening date at this time. We estimate that, barring any unforeseen issues, the project could be finished sometime in early 2027.
Oh, that long, huh? Okay.
We can confirm that construction work is continuing, and we will provide additional details as we move closer to completion.
Interesting.
And then it goes on about appreciating customers, which is nice. Anyway, I appreciated that.
That was a quick response.
That they responded, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so
what do you think? So it looks like it's not going to be till in January, I guess.
Yes. So the rumors that I heard about floor issues, I guess, are true. But anyway, they have construction issues.
Well, thank you for doing that and finding out for us.
A little disappointing.
I can hear it in your voice.
Because that would be, 6 months hence?
I was kind of hoping they'd be open by the holidays. I always like to drop off Christmas cards at the post office and that kind of thing.
Well, you know, I've said this before. one of the great things about our downtown is that it's fairly compact.
Mm-hmm.
And at the old post office, whenever you went to pick up mail or mail a letter, whatever, there was always people that you knew. It was
right.
a little bit of a hub for downtown. So it's a great social center, if you
mm-hmm,
like. And I, excuse me, I miss that.
Mm.
And hopefully it's coming back sooner than January 2027.
I know. But you know what? You're right about that. Because for me, I can remember when getting letters in the mail, postcards, when people traveled, it was such a part. It was before, obviously, pre-email. But it was kind of nice. You know, you never knew when you went to the mailbox if you get a little note from somebody, thank you notes. And my thing this year, I think it was last year, I had three or four Christmas cards from friends from my era, you know, that yes. that we still send them out. But that was a big deal. You start writing those cards out on Thanksgiving and you have everybody on your list. And now it's gotten expensive. I think the postage stamp is up to 82 cents or something.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of costly to do that now. But I miss that because it was so neat. Then you'd hang all the cards on your mantle, you know, over the fireplace. You'd have all these.
Well, you were very lucky to get so many.
Well, with our families, we would all do it. It was a tradition. Everybody did
it. Yeah.
You know,
well,
and businesses did it too. I mean, everybody sent out
cards. I was going to say, you know, we used to send cards to customers, but
yeah.
now, and we receive them from other companies. But
right. Not anymore.
Everybody
really.
Taps out an email and sends
and that just
everybody.
Isn't the same. It's just not the same. But anyway, that's a blast in the past. But I guess we'll have to wait till January then. But at least we know now, so that's good.
At least we have a target date.
Correct. So that's good.
So again, although I must say, it is inconvenient to go to the East Hill station to pick up my mail. That's where they moved
mm-hmm.
my PO box. But I've come to like that and enjoy the people there.
There's some very nice people there.
Yeah.
They've helped me with a couple of things over the years.
Yeah, they're always really, really helpful.
They're really good.
You know, if you forget your key, they'll go get your mail.
Do you forget your key?
I have been known to.
Why does that not surprise me?
but I know all of them by name. And
okay.
And
they can see you coming. Here comes Malcolm.
Here comes trouble.
If you've got a question for this fellow, Malcolm Ballinger, about anything about the community, he's so informed about all the big happenings. So we'll be talking about that in just a little bit. But also, if you have a question about one of the Ballinger publications, from Downtown Crowd to Pensacola Magazine, so many different things coming up, just text it on in at 850-437-1620. I mean, after all, he is the expert on Ballinger Publishing. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back right after the break. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing. So if you've got a question for Malcolm or a comment, 850-437-1620. If you're just tuning in, Malcolm's been on top of this for about a year now, at least, about our local post office. So you got the scoop. Finally got a letter back, which was great. You said they responded pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And so the news is, in case somebody just joined us,
the new target date is early in 2027, so I assume January 2027.
Okay, well, you never know. Maybe they'll open early. Maybe just in time for the holidays.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we've got some things going on sooner than that, and that one of the things I do want to mention is that we have Bands on the Beach happening tomorrow night out at Casino Beach. The band's going to be, the event starts at 7, and it's free. You can bring the whole family out, bring a cooler, bring a blanket or some chairs. You get to watch the sunset and hear some fun music. Now, this is going to be an upbeat one. The band this week is Mass Confusion, if you've never seen them.
Oh, yes.
They're so good, right?
I know a couple of band members. Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah. Good. Okay, well, they're going to be presenting classic rock, Motown, smooth jazz, funk, country, and oldies in a style all their own. With 8 members, they've got Jennifer Delgallo on vocals, Lico Crump is the lead guitar and vocals, Jonathan Hoffman on the drums, Max Levesque, I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that, on bass, Caleb McCarty on keyboard, Gerald Atcox, we know Gerald, on percussion, MacArthur Fountain on sax, and Mike Vogel on rhythm guitar, horn, and vocals. So they will be playing tunes you can dance to. So wear your dancing shoes, come on out. It's so much fun.
Yes.
And right now it's not as crowded, and it's free, and it should be nice at that time of the evening, you know, 7 o'clock, sun's going down a little bit earlier. Fun, fun, fun events. So if you get a chance, check it out, because it'll be going through October, I believe. So we'll keep letting you know what the bands are here on News Radio 92.3, and I'll try to mention it on Pep Talk every now and again. So come out if you can. It's a lot of fun. So you're going to come? You said you know the guys? You know Gerald?
unfortunately, I have another function to go to. But,
okay.
Otherwise, I would. I think I said I went a couple of weeks ago, and I was really surprised how easily I could park.
Oh, yeah. It's not bad right now. This time of year is perfect.
And easily found a good place to put down our chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can bring your own cooler.
Yeah.
I think the way to go is to go to the concert and then either have a little snack beforehand, or you could have dinner, an early dinner out on the beach at one of the restaurants out there, or you could go and have dinner afterwards, which is really fun. There's so many great restaurants out there. And sometimes people say, oh, I don't want to go out there because of the crowds. But for bands on the beach on a Tuesday night, it's not bad at all.
I was really pleasantly surprised how easily I got over the bridge.
Yeah, it's easy. Tuesdays are a good time to go.
And lots of spaces in the parking lot.
Yep. So you have our endorsement. So head on out there. Okay, so we have lots of things happening in this area, and I'm going to try to get a list soon. I'm talking to our promotions department the other day, and I said, I've got to get a list of all that's happening, because we've got our FSU games that will be on the station. We've got Brian Prowitz, one of our own, is going to be the emceeing for, narrating, MC, hosting. What's the sports announcer for the UWF games that we'll be broadcasting on a sports radio? So that's exciting, and just so many different things happening. It's going to be a lot happening in the next couple of months. We're into the festival season.
And into the college football season.
Well, I wasn't going to go. I was going to try to use some restraint.
Which really gets things buzzing around Pensacola.
I'm using some restraint. Dogs play not this weekend, but the next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of games that started this past weekend was one of the first games. So, and the high school started this past weekend in Pensacola. So it was neat to see the WEARs back at it again, broadcasting the games. And I don't know. I love this time of year. I love football.
So what happened to the football weather?
Well, I don't know.
doesn't it always turn a little cooler?
Think of it September, October, it should be cooler. But I do remember when I was at Georgia, those first couple of pregames that are in August and early September, I do remember them being hot. And then eventually it cools off a bit. Mm. So are you going to go? Have you been to a college football game in person, Malcolm?
Let me see. In person?
Yeah. We need to get you to one.
No, let me think. No, I haven't.
Oh, my goodness. You want to talk about Americana. There's nothing like being at a football game.
I've been to several pro games.
Okay, the same.
I lived in Denver for several years and went to see the Broncos.
Right.
Often. But I also...
Did you tailgate? Or did you just go straight into this game?
Straight in, yeah. Oh, didn't tailgate.
Okay, we got to get him edumacated. That is not how you watch football. You've got to get there like hours early, tailgate. You know what tailgating? Are you familiar
yes.
with that sport?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It's a sport of its own. Yeah. There's some people that take it very seriously.
I lived in Rhode Island for mm-hmm. several years, and I drove up to Boston to watch the Broncos play the Patriots.
Right.
So I was a Bronco fan amongst a lot of very ardent.
That's intimidating. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there were several around me that were getting really excited and spilling their beer on me. And, of course...
Where was that again? New York? Why am I not surprised?
And I, of course, didn't say anything because there were too many of them.
Oh, my goodness. I've got to get you up to... I'll have to get you and Carrie up to a Georgia game, because the deal is you get there Saturday morning. Let's say we have a night game. You get there around 11 noon, something like that, and you will be so blown away by that. There are some serious tailgating going on in the SEC mm-hmm. from Auburn to Ole Miss. Ole Miss, I have to say, is one of the more elite because they have the candelabras and stuff. But, but you know, the people get there, they take it very seriously. The spots are sort of assigned. I mean, there's all kinds of methods of it's all around the stadium, and you'll see these big tents and lots of colors. But people have setups with barbecue grills. I mean, I've seen refrigerators out there, TV screens, music, all kinds of decorations, and people go all out. So it's a feast. It's all day feasting and taking advantage of beverages, lots of drinking going on to get ready for the game, because you got to be ready for the game, right? And people have music, and some people bring in bands. I mean, it's wild. And if any of our listeners have a favorite tailgate, please share it with us. I'd love to hear your stories. 850-437-1620. Just text it on in, because I bet you between the Alabama fans and the Auburn fans that listen to this station, I mean, if you go to those camps, I've been to Auburn on campus pregame, and they're actually very nice to Georgia fans. We have kind of a nice reciprocal relationship with the Auburn folks, but they go all out for the tailgate too. And if you haven't done that there, it's just the energy is completely different from professional ball.
You know, I have a granddaughter at Auburn.
Oh, you need to go.
So I need to call her up and say, hey,
yes,
let's go tailgate.
Yes, and tailgate. You got to get there early. Tell her. She'll know.
I have a granddaughter that just graduated from Texas A&M.
Oh, my goodness. They're another
one. I understand
they're
party hardy.
Oh, yes. Any of the SEC schools will be all decked out for the tailgate. They know how to do it, I'm telling you. You could have, but we need to get you there. That is a cultural thing that you have missed. Seriously. Mm. You've seriously missed something special. All right, on that note, we're going to come back in just a minute. 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk with Ballinger Publishing. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing, and we sidetracked a bit talking about college football. I thought I'd mention them earlier, but I have been reminded. Mark, I owe you one, buddy.
Yeah, shame on you.
I know. You realize, he says, we have a college football team right here in Pensacola, right? No mention of the Argonauts, Division One this year, I getcha. Going to be having Division One games right here in Pensacola. Come on. He's right. We should have started with that. We kind of got into this subject, you know, as a sort of a sidetrack. But, yes, and they tailgate at UWF as well. So, Mark, my apologies. I should have mentioned that right off the bat.
That message reminded me I have been to a college football game.
Oh, okay. Which one?
I went to see Sam Houston State play, and I don't remember.
Probably not.
As you know, my son is there, and he he's a graduate, got his doctorate there.
Oh, wow. Good for him.
I have two grandsons that graduated there. Anyway, I went to the football game.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
Now, you know, with 3,000 or 4,000 people, you don't get the same feel that you would at, say, FSU or the Argonauts.
Right,
I'd mention them again.
Well, I did mention them because Brian Prowitz, by the way, who works here at our station, one of our ADX marketing consultants, is now the voice of the Argonauts. He is now going to be broadcasting live from the games, and he's super excited, and we're so excited for him. So they just started that this week. So, yes, we support the Argonauts all the way. Go Argos. Okay, so, Mark, I hope you'll forgive me. But I thought I had mentioned it earlier, but not enough.
You can never mention enough.
That's right. That's absolutely right. So it's exciting that we have football here in Pensacola.
All I know is on a Saturday afternoon or evening, depending when Alabama plays or FSU or whatever, it's kind of hard to find people.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Saturday afternoon, during college football season, it's hard to find people when Alabama is playing.
It seems
like the whole town stops.
Well, it's kind of crazy. We do have game watching. Every college team, especially in the SEC. Oops, I didn't mean to do that. Has local game watching. And we're out of time already. Have a lot of the places where you can go watch the games with people from your college and stuff. Malcolm's going to stick around for the next half hour. So we will be back in just a couple minutes getting lots of texts in about college football and tailgating. So we'd love to hear from you. 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel.